Numbers chapter 19. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, This is the ordinance of the law which the Lord Jehovah has commanded, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, that they bring you a red heifer without spot, in which there is no blemish, and upon which no yoke has ever come. And you shall give her to Eleazar the priest, that he may bring her forth outside the camp, and one shall kill her before his face. And Eleazar the priest shall take of her blood with his finger, and sprinkle of her blood directly before the tabernacle of the congregation 7 times. And one shall burn the heifer in his sight. Her skin, and her flesh, and her blood, with her dung, he shall burn. And the priest shall take cedar wood, and hyssop, and scarlet, and cast it into the midst of the burning of the heifer. Then the priest shall wash his clothes, and he shall bathe his flesh in water, and afterward he shall come into the camp, and the priest shall be unclean until the evening. And he who burns her shall wash his clothes in water, and bathe his flesh in water, and shall be unclean until the evening. And a man that is clean shall gather up the ashes of the heifer, and lay them up outside the camp in a clean place, and it shall be kept for the congregation of the children of Israel for a water of separation. It is a purification for sin. And he who gathers the ashes of the heifer shall wash his clothes, and be unclean until the evening. And it shall be to the children of Israel, and to the stranger who lives among them, for a law forever. He who touches the dead body of any man shall be unclean 7 days. He shall purify himself with it on the 3rd day, and on the 7th day he shall be clean, but if he does not purify himself the 3rd day, then the 7th day he shall not be clean. Whoever touches the dead body of any man that is dead, and does not purify himself, defiles the tabernacle of the Lord Jehovah, and that soul shall be cut off from Israel, because the water of separation was not sprinkled upon him, he shall be unclean, his uncleanness is still upon him. This is the law, when a man dies in a tent. All who come into the tent, and all who are in the tent, shall be unclean 7 days. And every open vessel, which has no covering bound upon it, is unclean. And whoever touches one that is killed with a sword in the open fields, or a dead body, or a bone of a man, or a grave, shall be unclean 7 days. And for an unclean person they shall take of the ashes of the burnt heifer of purification for sin, and running water shall be put into a vessel. And a clean person shall take hyssop, and dip it in the water, and sprinkle it upon the tent, and upon all the vessels, and upon the persons who were there, and upon him who touched a bone, or one killed, or one dead, or a grave. And the clean person shall sprinkle upon the unclean on the 3rd day, and on the 7th day. And on the 7th day he shall purify himself, and wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and shall be clean at evening. But the man who is unclean, and does not purify himself, that soul shall be cut off from among the congregation, because he has defiled the sanctuary of the Lord Jehovah, the water of separation has not been sprinkled upon him, he is unclean. And it shall be a perpetual law to them, that he who sprinkles the water of separation shall wash his clothes. And he who touches the water of separation shall be unclean until evening. And whatever the unclean person touches shall be unclean, and the soul who touches it shall be unclean until evening.